Now, today on North State Give and Take, I'm going to interview Ashley Kohler, who is, what position is yours at Velo?
I am a board member of Velo.
Okay, board member of Velo. And Velo is a nonprofit.
Yep, we're a nonprofit organization founded in 1980. So we've been around for quite a few years now.
Okay. And the main thing is biking.
Yep, biking. And we also do work with active transportation as a whole. We want to get people out on our trails and our bike network. So a little bit of everything, but focus primarily on bicycles.
Okay. And people might know Velo from the Wildflower, which is a big race that we have had every year for many years until COVID came along. And then you had your first one after 2 years this spring.
We did. Yeah. So we were very thankful to be back in person. It was great to get the community together again and get on bikes and really take advantage of the beautiful weather that we had and the beautiful riding we have in this community. So yeah, we hosted about 2,500 people over the course of 2 days. We have the Wild Fest, which is the night before, where we get everyone together. They get their packets or information about the ride. And then the next day we have the ride in a big barbecue, I guess, afterwards. We eat food and enjoy some beverages. So it's a really good time. And last year, again, it was just so great to be back in person.
Sure. And it's quite a big event because I've been involved with it for some years and it's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people that come to the event.
Yeah.
Also a lot of volunteers. We need a lot of community support to make it happen. So it's just a really great way. If you're looking to ride your bike, it's a great event to participate in. If you're not so much a bike rider, it's just a great way to get involved with your community and to come out and be able to volunteer and meet new people. So it's just really great all around.
Yeah, it really felt that way when I was involved. And, you know, the outlying spots where people would get sandwiches and things like that, and people would come back in after it was over, and it was neat. Everybody was so happy to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Before I was on the board, my favorite station or rest stop to kind of help with was the one on top of Table Mountain. Mm-hmm. Beautiful views, flowers as far as the eye can see, and it's right at the top of a big climb, so people are just so excited to see you up there. So it was a lot of fun to be at that stop. But any stop is good. It's similar. Lots of nice views, nice people.
Sure. And this race does have some lower level bike riding and even kids, right?
Yeah. So we have, I think in total, there's 6 routes. At least that's what we did last year. We might kind of consolidate in the upcoming year to maybe 4 or 5 key routes. Haven't made any decisions there yet. We've got anything from 30 miles all the way up to 125. So we've kind of have for everyone.
There's some serious riders there.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh they're, yeah.
They're the Wildcats. That's what the route is called. And they're truly wild. All the way up to Sterling City.
Yeah. That's pretty wild. Mm-hmm. So before we talk about your event coming up, tell me some of the things, the other projects that Velo's involved with.
Yeah. So the pandemic was hard on us. We struggled a little bit in 2020, 2021, but we're back full force now. We actually recently hired a new general manager, Jason Garaventa. He just recently started with us. So we're really excited to get him up to speed and get him involved with all the great work that we're doing in Chico and also in Butte County. We were recognized for 2022 top rated nonprofit by greatnonprofits.org. So it was really great to get that recognition from the community of the work that we're doing. People are probably aware of Bike Valet, which is at the farmer's market and lots of other events. We're keeping that going. We also have an Adopt a Path program where we have 8 bike paths in the city of Chico that we have different companies volunteering at to clean up. Sierra Nevada actually recently just went out and cleaned up their bike path. So it's clean and it's just really great to have that option for our local businesses to participate in and to keep those bike paths clean for everyone that uses it for biking, but also for walking or whatever type of transportation you prefer. other programs that we're really excited about is our Trailworks and our Colby Mountain project. So our Colby Mountain project is based in the Jonesville area. We're developing, in partnership with a few other organizations, a trail network up there. This year got funding to actually move forward with the project. So it's been really exciting to move that forward. Trailworks is here in Chico right now, but fingers crossed we'll be getting people up into the Colby Meadow area and into Jonesville to help build out trails up there as well.
So people that want to go on those trails, would take a car up there with their bike?
And then I know people that bike all the way up there. That person is not me, but people do it. Uh-huh. But yes, you drive up there is probably the best way and then access that network of trails.
Okay. Are those trails already in place?
So there are some trails that exist at this point. They're multi-use trails. We're developing a system of single track trails that has not gone in yet. That's what we're currently working on. And we're expanding some of the existing trail infrastructure that exists. So it's a big project. It'll probably take 2 or 3 years to complete. And it's actually part of a larger project called the Connected Communities. And this is spearheaded by the Sierra Buttes Trail Stewardship. They're connecting 14 mountainous communities with a series of multi-use trail. And so Jonesville is now on the map, helping to connect all 14 of these different communities, bringing recreation and, you know, the economy of outdoor recreation to those communities. So it's really great to be a part of that project.
Absolutely. And is it for a bike, trail bikes, and for, yeah, it must be all trail bikes, huh?
Hiking, you can hike on these trails, you can ride your bike, you can ride your electric bike, there's dirt biking, horseback riding. So it's all forms of transportation on these like main trails. The single track stuff will be for bikes only. And the larger Connected Communities project is also multi-use. So it's for all forms of active transportation.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that sounds like a big job. And is that done by volunteers mostly?
So it's a combination of a bunch of different entities. The Butte County Resource Conservation District has a big part to play in this. Chico Velo's been helping the Sierra Buttes Trail Stewardship. So it's a lot of different nonprofits working together to make this happen. So some volunteers, some people are paid positions at these nonprofits, but yes, a lot of nonprofits collaborating to make a really phenomenal project possible.
Yeah. And so I know that was in the works before COVID, and that probably sat for a while. And now
COVID was hard. And then fires have also been challenging for a lot of these projects up in the mountains, Dixie Fire in particular. So these communities have had a rough time, which is why we're really excited to, you know, continue to work on this project, continue to talk about it and help bring, you know, bikes and people and an economy back up to these communities that have been touched by fire, that need our, you know, our help, and they need our community. So got to go up there, ride the trails and eat at the local shops, stay at the local businesses and support our community.
Yeah. So how do you get money?
Good question. So we do apply for and receive grants, but primarily this has been the case for years now. The Wildflower is our biggest fundraising opportunity of the year. I think a lot of people just think about it as a really fun ride and it's just a good time, but it is our primary source of income. It's what keeps Chico Velo rolling year after year. Sure. So it's really important to us. And that's part of the reason why we're also doing Veloween, which is the fall event. We're hoping to maybe make it a more annual thing. We're trying it out this year, see how it goes. But another way to help not only have a good time and build community, but also to bring in some money to help support our organization.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I bet COVID put a little kink in that too, just raising money. Yeah. For a while there. So Veloween, yes, let's talk about that, because that sounds like kind of a wildflower in the fall.
It is. Yeah. So it's a little different than what we usually do. You know, we usually do a big long ride and then there's food afterwards. This time we're doing two shorter rides. We've got a 5 mile option and a 10 mile option. And afterwards, we're going to come back and enjoy food trucks and a dance party that's going to be happening inside. And the whole time, the whole theme is Halloween. So we're hoping that people show up in costumes and really maybe figure out ways to integrate their bikes into their costumes and just come out and have a good time. Yeah.
Sure. Sounds like that could be maybe even more of a local event kind of than the Wildflower.
Exactly. Yeah. We're trying to bring together our community to mm-hmm. enjoy Halloween and wear costumes and enjoy bikes. Whereas the Wildflower, yes, tends to bring in people from different communities all across California and across the country, actually. So this one is, more focused on community building.
Sure. And is that at the Silver Dollar Fairground as well?
Great question. It's actually at the Dorothy Johnson Center. So just off 20th Street in Chapman Town, we're going to be taking advantage of the Dorothy Johnson Center, that big parking lot that they have there. And then the park. So we'll have games and activities as well as a dance party inside.
Okay. Yeah. They got a nice little grassy area there. That's lovely. Mm-hmm. And the ride will be at what time in the day?
So the entire event is on Sunday, October 30th, and it goes from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And so, like I said, it starts off with the ride, and that's kind of however long it takes you. I hope it takes people a little while, 5 miles, just make it fun, stop, enjoy, talk to people, tell them why you're wearing a costume. And the routes that we selected, both the 5 mile and the 10 mile, we selected them specifically to highlight some recent infrastructure improvements that the city of Chico has made. So we're going to go over the new bridge that connects 20th Street Park to the larger Humboldt Bike Path network. So we're going to highlight some of those really cool projects that have happened in the last 2 years while maybe people weren't out on bikes, but they were inside and, laying low like we were all supposed to. So we're going to highlight these really cool things that have happened while wearing costumes.
Sure. And good for kids because it won't be big uphill things.
Nope, it'll all be flat, easy riding. So if your kid can't ride a bike, grab a bike cart and it'll be smooth, easy, not an issue to tow, nothing like that. It'll be nice and fun and easy. And we picked the rides to be like that, nothing challenging, just to have a good time and to enjoy a ride with your friends.
Well, it's kind of cool because everybody will get dressed up. Well, most people will, I bet.
I hope so.
Costume. Yeah.
I don't want to, I have a costume idea in mind. I think I'm going to tell people because maybe more people will join in. So I want to do Pac-Man. So, and you have one bike in the back is Pac-Man. And then some ghosts running around up front. You could play the waka, 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 waka. I just think that would be super fun going through, 1 mile.
Yeah. I love Pac-Man. That. Yeah. So it will go through 1 mile. So it'll be through a lovely area. It'll be fall. It'll be wonderful.
It'll be beautiful. Yeah.
It'll be beautiful. And with people with costumes, that would be fun for everybody to watch.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think it will be fun for the entire community, whether you're participating in the ride or just happen to be at 1 mile and see a bunch of bikes, people riding around, having a good time. So we're really excited. I will say though, that we have two different ticket options. So you can do the ride and come to what we're calling the costume party, which is afterwards. If you are not interested in riding your bike, you can just come. There's a ticket option to just come to the costume party afterwards and enjoy all the stuff that we're going to have at the Dorothy Johnson Center. So we're going to have, I don't think I've said this yet, we're going to have live music. So we're going to have a band that's going to come and play spooky kind of themed music, kid friendly, obviously, but we're going to have a live band come. We're going to be selling beer and wine. So Sierra Nevada beers in particular, we're going to have New Clairvaux wines, some Lassen traditional cidery ciders available and a few other beverages as well. But those are our big highlights. They're sponsors. They're always working with Chico Velo. So we're definitely going to have those ones on display. We're going to have an amazing silent auction. So far, I think the most exciting silent auction item we're going to have is an electric bike. We're going to have a fully electric bike for auction. So that will be a lot of fun. We're going to have a costume contest, a photo booth, and some bike safety and education to help educate the kids that end up coming to this event.
Yeah. Oh, this is such a great family thing. Kids would love it. The day before Halloween.
Yeah. It's a great, yeah, exactly. It's a great way, especially, you know, it's on a Sunday. And some people might, you know, might not be able to go out on Monday. It's a school night to enjoy Halloween. So this is a great way to come and really get to wear a costume all day and hang out with the family and really get to, enjoy your kids and enjoy the hopefully beautiful weather. I think so far it's looking like it's going to be some great weather. So it will be a really good, a really good afternoon.
Right. And on bikes, another thing that, you know, we want to cultivate that.
Mm-hmm. Bikes are active transportation. I mean, I'm going to ride my bike. You're welcome to ride your scooter or a skateboard, rollerblades. All options are welcome. Yeah. Absolutely. It's for all ages, all abilities, and all types of transportation.
What a good idea. So if people want to go to that, they would go to your website?
Yes. So chicovelo.org. is where we're selling tickets. It should be on the main landing page, but we do have it up at the top in our events category. So just go onto the website and scroll all the way down to the bottom and you'll be able to get your tickets.
Okay. And that's Chico and Velo is V-E-L-O, in case people wonder how it is, but it's chicovelo.org. Yes. And if you've got any questions, I'm sure there's a way you can ask them.
Yep, there's information to contact our event coordinator on our website.
Okay, great. We'll take a short break now from talking with Ashley Kohler from Chico Velo. You're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. My name is Bobby Tryon. Pre-recorded interview with Ashley Kohler from Velo here in Chico, talking about an event coming up called Veloween, talking about some of the things that you can find there at the event. And then food trucks.
Yes, the food truck. So we're going to have two food trucks. One's going to be a taco truck and the other one is going to be pizza. So I don't know about you, but after a bike ride, I usually all I can think about is maybe an ice cold beer and a taco or a slice of pizza. So it's kind of perfect for, you know, all bike riders. It's I think like the favorite food groups of a post ride.
It wasn't hard for you to figure that one out.
No, yeah, we did not. We put a poll out, you know, came back tacos and pizza. So that's what we went for.
Okay, neat. Well, that's going to be fun. Let's see if I was going to add anything else. So October 30th from 1 to 6, get your tickets at chicovelo.org and wear a costume. Yes, wear a costume. And, you know, those days are getting a little bit shorter and darker. Mm-hmm. By 6, it probably will be dark. Maybe
it'll be getting dark. Yeah. So bring some bike lights probably if you're riding
your bike. Yeah. Be aware of that because it will be. We kind of can't believe it. But after this last week, I can kind of believe it. It is going to get chillier and the days are going to get shorter.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're planning to ride your bike to the event and then home, definitely going to want to bring some bike lights with you to make sure you get home safely.
Sure. And you'll have maps for the routes and all of those things, of course.
We will have maps for the routes. I think we're also going to be trying our very best to go digital this year. So we have less paper waste. So we're going to have the routes on Strava as well as Ride with GPS. So if you prefer the paper version, we'll have those available, but I think we're really going to try to push people to use the digital copies.
Sure.
Because then you can also, if it's on your phone, you can, you know, write it again someday in the future.
Yeah.
You can save it on your Strava for future reference.
Is that on there now, the routes?
They are. Yep. You can check out the routes on our website. It's right at the very top. And it'll take you to the two different, it's the Ride with GPS. It'll take you to the two different routes we're planning to do. The 10-mile one is at the top and the 5-mile one is at the bottom.
That's good. And what is Strava?
Strava is it's kind of social media for working out, I guess. So a lot of people track their rides so they can see how fast they went, how far they went, maybe how much elevation they climbed. So it's a GPS tool to track your activities. So running, biking, paddleboarding, whatever you want. Yeah.
But you can use your GPS just as easily.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Don't have to have Strava. Okay. Well, that's good. So people can jump on, look at what those routes are. Think about your kids and dress them up. Bring a pumpkin.
Yeah. Bring a pumpkin, bring some candy. I don't know, whatever your kids might want in the wagon while you're riding around. And just come to have a good time and meet your local community. Meet the Chico Velo team. All of our board of directors will be there. Our new general manager, our event coordinator. Come talk to us. Ask us about the work we're doing. Ask us about the Colby Mountain Project or how you can get involved with Trailworks. Or even the Wildflower, if you're thinking that far ahead. We've got tons of different ways for people to get involved, and we're really excited to be out hosting events and being in person and honestly being able to drink beer with people again. It's really nice.
Yes, it is nice. You know, I just wanted to add one thing. The Bike Valet thing, I just wanted to tack that on there. That's still happening at the farmer's market.
We are at the market every Saturday. Yes.
Yeah.
We've got a crew now of, I think, three that help out every weekend. They're phenomenal and they're very nice. Yeah. And they can help answer questions if you've got any. I think they have flyers at the market as well about this event, and they will with future events that we host as well. We will do Bike Valet at this event. So at Veloween, we will have a place for you to park your bike when you show up to enjoy food and festivities. So no need to worry there. But yeah, we're still at the market, and we also do other events too. So if you're planning something like Veloween and you need help with bike parking, please reach out to the organization. We're happy to help provide that bike parking infrastructure.
Well, that's such a, it's so nice not to have to lock your bike.
It is.
It's a really nice service, really. So,
and it's nice to be right up at the event door, and you get to talk to somebody and you know that they're going to watch it. And it's a great program.
So that's a neat volunteer opportunity probably to be part of the valet.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have a crew that helps out with the market and some of our paid events, but we do also need volunteers for some events that we do whenever we help with BEC events. So Butte Environmental Council, we tend to not ask them to pay for it because it's, you know, one nonprofit helping out another nonprofit.
Yeah.
So we do need volunteers for stuff like that, for Trailworks, and then also for some of our kids' pedal events. We do have a volunteer form on our website.
Okay.
Again, chicovelo.org. You can go on the website and I think it says join, and underneath the join category is a way to get involved with our volunteer.
Neat.
So go fill out the volunteer form if you're interested in helping out now or again later with the Wildflower. We're always looking to get more people involved.
Well, good. Well, I so appreciate you, Ashley. Thanks for letting us know all about this. And I'm so glad to let people know about Veloween.
Yeah, Veloween. It's going to be spooky. It's going to be spectacular. And we're really, really excited. Yeah. I think we have some flyers around town. Our event coordinator, she has a really silly way. I think it's spooky spokes and
that's good.
Cycle paths instead of psychopaths. So anyways, trying to do some bike puns.
Okay. Well, I hope you get your Pac-Man thing together.
Oh yeah. If anyone out there wants to be an additional ghost, let me know.
Okay, great. All right, Ashley. Thanks an awful lot. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks to Ashley Kohler talking to us about Chico Velo, a nonprofit here in Chico that promotes bike riding and any other form of transportation other than your car, and the events that Chico Velo participates in or puts on for their fundraising, which is the Spring Wildflower Ride, and this year on October 30th, Veloween, a fall bike ride. And more information, of course, at chicovelo.org. And you're listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. My name's Bobby Tryon, and I interview people with nonprofits or things that they are doing here in the community. And if you'd like to be on North State Give and Take, and you have something interesting you'd like to share, please text me or call me at 530-520-1593, and we could do an interview. It's a Zoom interview, so it's pretty easy, not too intimidating, and then I put it on the air. You can listen to all of my different interviews at kzfr.org. You go to programs, you go to Tuesday, and you go down to North State Give and Take. You can also hear this interview and any others Tuesday at 6, Thursday at 5 for North State Give and Take. Thanks for listening to KZFR, your community radio station. It's just a good thing for our community, and this is a way to get your word out there. Contact me, 530-520-1593. Thanks for listening.